News on Demand is brought to you by Heck Chevrolet and Rock Bottom Tire. Todd Stapleton with News Center. I have your full weather forecast coming up. Well, after a bit of a warm-up today, the bitterly cold temperatures will return tonight. We will see clear skies for tonight with a low of 4 below zero coming up for tonight. We will get back into the 20s for a high again on Wednesday. Our sunset tonight will be at 5:12 p.m. We talk more on data centers today and the possibility of one coming to Vandalia. Recently, the City of Vandalia's Economic Development Commission met with an individual about data centers, and there is interest in them locating a facility in Vandalia. Speaking on our most recent podcast talking about Vandalia, Mayor Doug Knable says there is much more to learn on data centers, and he will involve the community as they go forward in this process.
The takeaway from that first meeting when we talked about it is there is more information that needs to be gathered, and we will involve the community. So I think the next step, you know, we actually could be receiving a letter of intent from a company that would have interest in maybe some of the land out at the 115 acres. So if that happens, and again, we have every reason to believe it's going to, then that starts the process of involving the community, all of the stakeholders, you know, to ask the questions, the pros, the cons, what's the ins, the outs. You know, as again, when it came away from that meeting the other day, it talked about, you know, this is the planning stage, right? So we want to make sure if this is an avenue or a path we want to go down, that we put in place all the safeguards that, you know, other communities are doing this. So it's not like we're the only ones out there. So we can, you know, again, reach out to other communities, see what's worked for them, what hasn't. But again, all along the way, we're continue to be transparent, open, and we want input from the community.
We currently have a poll asking your opinion about data centers available on our website at VandaliaRadio.com. A proposal for a state constitutional amendment to impose a millionaire's tax has been referred to the Illinois House Rules Committee. State Representative Natalie Manley filed House Joint Resolution Constitutional Amendment 21 last fall. The measure was referred to the House Rules Committee earlier this month. Governor J.B. Pritzker expressed support for the idea.
And I think that to pay the bills of the state of Illinois, it's fairer if the wealthiest people in the state and the wealthiest corporations in the state pay more than.
Republican Illinois House candidate Lori Smith says this is why she decided to run for office.
For me, this is not about party. It's about the people being crushed to death by taxes and regulations. And it's just somebody has.
Smith is campaigning for the seat currently held by State Representative Nabila Saeed, who is running for Illinois Senate. An Illinois congressman broke with a faction of moderate Democrats by voting against a Department of Homeland Security funding bill that includes billions for ICE, drawing sharp criticism from a Republican state lawmaker as immigration enforcement remains a flashpoint in Illinois. Congressman Eric Sorensen said he could not support the funding package without stronger oversight of ICE operations, arguing that the agency has been used, quote, against the American people.
I believe in keeping our country safe. I believe in funding our government, but I cannot in good faith support a bill that gives billions of dollars to ICE as this administration is using them against.
Illinois State Representative Adam Niemerg strongly criticized Sorensen's vote, saying additional federal funding is needed to support ICE agents operating in a state that limits cooperation with federal immigration authorities.
These federal agents, they put their lives on the line every day, just trying to get thugs, murderers, and felons off the streets that are here illegally.
The measure passed with bipartisan support, though Sorensen opposed it. Sorensen argued that it pours money into ICE without accountability or civil rights safeguards. Sentencing is this week for former Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson. Grayson was convicted in October of second-degree murder in the death of Sonia Massey. Authorities say he shot and killed the unarmed black woman in July of 2024 after she called 911 over a potential intruder at her Springfield home. His sentencing is scheduled for Thursday in Peoria County. An online auction is underway for unclaimed property in Illinois. Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frerich says the auction will run through February 1st. Items included being auctioned include Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and Patrick Ewing collectible basketball cards and comics featuring the Green Lantern, Wonder Woman, and Spawn. Treasurer's office conducts online auctions of unclaimed property periodically throughout the year because it doesn't have the space to store the items indefinitely. Illinois State Fire Marshal is urging residents to use caution when heating their homes this winter. Using your heating system and alternative heat sources can increase the risk of home fires and carbon monoxide poisoning. When heating your home, keep all heat sources at least 3 feet away from anything that can burn. Never use ovens, stoves, grills, or portable fuel-burning devices to heat your home, and turn off space heaters before leaving the room or going to bed. Residents should also install carbon monoxide alarms on every level of the home and near sleeping areas, and never operate generators, grills, or propane heaters inside homes, garages, or near windows and doors. That was News on Demand, brought to you by Heck Chevrolet and Rock Bottom Tire.